Embraced, online Lenten devotional journey through Lent with Mary and the Saints. Welcome to Embraced, a journey through Lent with Mary and the Saints. As we embark on this online pilgrimage, we invite you to join us in contemplating the Lenten experience from the gaze of the Blessed Mother, who witnessed the transformative journey of her Son, Jesus. We will intertwine Mary's perspective with the timeless wisdom of our revered Catholic saints, offering us valuable reflections that guide us through this season. Prepare your hearts for a meaningful Lenten pause for reflection, repentance, and renewal.
Today, Holy Thursday, Jesus has come to his hour. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus speaks of his hour. At the Last Supper, his hour has arrived. We read in the Gospel of Luke, "When the hour arrived, he took his place at table and the apostles with him." In the Gospel of John, we read, "Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Jesus, the divine bridegroom of our souls, hosts the wedding banquet for us today, his bride, the church. And the feast he offers us is the greatest gift we could ever receive, his very self, the Holy Eucharist. Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity is given to us today and every day. Our father and founder, John Cardinal O'Connor, would say that at every Holy Mass, Mama Mary was mystically present. The angel Gabriel said to her, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." So if the Lord is with Mary, then Mary is with the Lord. At Mass today, and every time we receive Holy Communion, let us ask Mary to prepare our hearts to receive Jesus, truly present in the Eucharist, and make us the saints he has called us to be. We will look at three saints and what they said about the Holy Eucharist. Saint Faustina wrote this, "I thanked the Lord Jesus for having redeemed us and for having given us the greatest of all gifts, the Holy Eucharist. You wanted to stay with us, and so you left us yourself in the sacrament of the altar, and you opened wide your mercy to us. You opened an inexhaustible spring of mercy for us, giving us your dearest possession, the blood and water that gushed forth from your heart." Saint Teresa of Calcutta wrote, "The time you spend with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is the best time that you will spend on earth. Each moment that you spend with Jesus will deepen your union with him and make your soul everlastingly more glorious and beautiful in heaven, and will help bring about an everlasting peace on earth." Blessed Carlo Acutis wrote, "The more Eucharist we receive, the more we will become like Jesus, so that on this earth, we will have a foretaste of heaven." So let us ask Mary to transform our hearts and dispose us to receive all the graces Jesus wants to give us whenever we receive Holy Communion. Please join me in praying the fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and know of my prayers for you today.